Periodically, I find that I feel like my peace is totally like messed up. There's just kind of chaos. And I find it especially happens when I'm feeling under a lot of pressure with work, when I get so excited as a visionary and I get all these things and ideas and overcommit to all my ideas and all these plans. And then you've got to actually make them happen. And in the midst of that chaos, I lose my peace and feel like I'm living in a pressure cooker. I'm sure you've experienced this, and I want to talk to you today about how to find peace in the midst of chaos. Give you some simple tips to help you that have worked like a bomb for myself, for my patients. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. I'm your host. Welcome to Cleaning Up the Mental Mess, and let's dive into how to find peace in the midst of chaos. But just before, I just want to remind you that we've actually got a great way of doing this. We've got our detox challenge running at the moment. It's not too late to join. There's a special if you join on get the web app, the NeuroCycle. I'm talking about getting my NeuroCycle web app. And there's a discount on that. And there's a webinar feature within the app. And that's got every week I give a support and help through the detox. I answer questions, give you tips on how to help manage your mental health and all these great things, and it's a library. So if you've missed up till now, it's okay. You can go back and you can catch up on all the webinars. You can neurocycling to manage your mind is a lifestyle. So jump on the detox, join us, because if you don't manage your mind, your mind's a mess, your brain's a mess, your body's a mess, your life's a mess. Mind drives us. So we need to learn to be mindful and manage our mind. And this detox challenge is a great way of doing that. And don't forget my Brady Bundle, my latest book, How to Help Your Child Clean Up Their Mental Mess. We've got the bundle is this cute little toy that we've made to help your child learn how to change their brain. That's why this little character is a brain. And it's not that your brain controls you, but you control your brain. Your mind's embodied in your brain and your body. And you can teach children this from very young and how to manage to develop the mental skills on how to manage what they're exposed to. To help with that, the Brainy Bundle also includes the coloring book, Coloring with Brainy and Friends, which has various different scenarios. This becomes a great way of connecting and communicating and collaborating with your child to help them to process through life. Developing skills as young as possible is the best way to move into adolescence and adulthood. As we know, long-term trauma or things that we don't know what to do with and comments that are made to children when they're young, that affects them for the rest of their life. So the sooner we know how to help a child to be able to say, what you said made me sad, and you can then know how to respond and help them process that, the better you're preparing your child for dealing with life. And that's what this book's going to help you in the Brainy Bundle. And if you like watching me, you can also jump over to YouTube. So either you can just listen audio, but if you want to watch the video, just jump over to YouTube, and my YouTube channel is Dr. Caroline Leaf on. Okay, so let's dive back into how to protect your peace in the midst of chaos. You know, when I was working with my patients, I practiced for nearly 25 years. Getting a sense of peace was such a priority. I would find that they would sit in my consulting room the first day, and you could just see there was just like the lacking of peace, whether it was a young child, whether it was someone who was a geriatric and whoever in between, is that when you feel so caught up and your mind feels so out of control that and things just are so overwhelming, that sense of peace is so important to try and establish as soon as possible. Doesn't mean you're going to solve all the problems, but to be able to have that sense of peace is so grounding. It's also when you can get a sense of peace, it's not that, oh, all my problems are solved, as I mentioned. It's more one of, okay, this is awful, what I'm going through. This is awful, this experience. I really feel like whatever. I can't do this or whatever it is, but it's okay. I can get through this. I can learn to sit with this. I'm always learning. My mind and brain can always change. I can get through this. It's that kind of sensation to get there. And it takes work to get yourself to that point. So think of peace in the midst of chaos as fuel. So peace is the fuel. So if your car doesn't have fuel, it doesn't go. If you've got an electric car and you don't charge it, it doesn't go. So peace is when you charge your car, you still got to go through whatever you're going through, but you've charged it or you've put gas in, your car can go. That's kind of what peace is doing. It's going to help you just get to that place where you can keep going. So that's kind of a nice analogy. So if you just talk about this for a moment, Peace helps you see with your mind, okay? Not just with your eyes. So you're not just seeing the immediate thing and being overwhelmed by the experience and all those signals, emotions and bodily sensations and things. You are allowing that to happen, but you're going beyond just that, those experience of those signals. You are actually going beyond to the point where you can actually see yourself in the midst of that chaos. And therefore you start seeing a way through. So you're seeing with your mind's eye. Peace brings a sense of clarity, because when you're in a state of peace and you're seeing with your mind, not just your eyes, so you'll be able to just go beyond, okay, this is how I feel. This is my emotions. This is how my body's feeling. This is how my perspective, like labeling it, okay? When you're standing back and observing yourself and labeling that enables you to see deeper, to dig deeper into the non-conscious. When you mindfully do this and dig deeper into the non-conscious, you're going to pull on wisdom that's inside of you. You're going to see more possibilities. You're going to realize that there's so many options out there. You're going to realize that what you're worrying about is potentially, it's worth worrying about, but it could potentially become something that you can manage, or constructive worry, or whatever you're anxious about. All those things are the things that are happening. You may also be facing an enormously chaotic thing in your life that's really serious. This, you know, I'm not decrying that can happen. But if you don't have peace, you're not going to have the wisdom to see the solution. We've got to tap into the depths of our non-conscious, N-O-N, not unconscious. Unconscious, as I've said many times on this podcast, is when you're asleep or under anesthesia. Non-conscious is the quickest, fastest, never goes to sleep, beyond space and time, deepest spiritual, wise soul, whatever you want to call it, part of you, that is every experience is stored there, and it's on your side, and it's scanning to find what's disruptive, but it's also where our wisdom lies, where we can find answers. There's so much inside of us. It's our deep spiritual nature. It's a way of tapping into inner reserves. And so peace, like, is unjamming the doorway. When we feel a lack of peace, it's really hard to get beyond what we're experiencing consciously and to get into the depths of our unconscious. So when we're facing a crisis, we really need wisdom. We really need to be able to have clarity and to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Even if we can't really see it, we know that there's a light somewhere, whatever it looks like. And it may be a terrible tunnel to get through to get there, but there's still that sense of, I'll get there. I have been a big fan of Boncharge's amazing products for a while now, and I'm so excited to share with you about their amazing infrared sauna blanket. If you've been following me for a while, you know how I love using the infrared sauna for my mental health. However, I'm always traveling for work and often don't have access to a sauna when I need one to decompress and de-stress. This is why I love Boncharge's infrared sauna blanket. It works by raising your heart rate to that of physical exercise, so it burns calories whilst you relax and de-stress. You can burn up to 600 calories in just one session. It also helps flush out heavy metals and other toxins, supporting your mind, body, and health. Plus, using an infrared sauna also helps release endorphins, which can leave you feeling euphoric after your session. It's an all-round mood booster. The Boncharge infrared sauna blanket works by using infrared light, which heats up the body directly rather than the air around you, like a traditional sauna. This means you get the same benefits at a lower heat. You also do not need to have your head in the heat like a traditional sauna. I love how easy it is to use and clean, and how it takes around a minute to set up. It's also super sleek and lightweight, which makes it great to travel with. Plus, the Boncharge infrared sauna blanket is made with a vegan leather and comes with free shipping and an easy returns policy with a 30-day free trial period. So, make 2024 the year you experience less stress and more relaxation, even when you're on the go. Go to boncharge.com/Dr. Leaf and use the coupon code LEAF to save 15% on your infrared sauna blanket. That's boncharge.com/leaf and use the coupon code LEAF to save 15%. The link and details will be in the show notes. And so when we can develop that, then we start getting that peace of mind and that clarity, and that changes your neurophysiology completely, where you'll get more oxygen, for example, to the frontal lobe, where you'll activate the parietal cortex, where you'll activate the around the middle part of the brain, the corpus callosum and the anterior central gyrus, different parts of your brain become very activated to work in a more efficient way, because your mind drives the efficiency of the brain. The brain is as efficient as your mind is. So if you want to get the best out of your brain, we have to get the best out of our mind. To get the best out of our mind, we have to really tap in deeply and to get that wisdom fuel activating or guiding us, fueling us. Peace is the wisdom fuel that keeps us going. So without a sense of peace, we quite simply get stuck. Peace will be experienced non-consciously before we consciously experience it. So just before I dive a little bit more clearly into the technique, I just want to point out a really interesting scientific fact. Peace is experienced non-consciously with that non-conscious, brilliant, fast, incredible part of us, that deep spiritual part of us, before you consciously experience it. So I want you to know that peace is inside you. It's there. And it's waiting to be activated. And when we consciously and deliberately, here's the technique, stand back and observe ourselves and label, I'm feeling this emotion. I'm feeling this in my body. I'm looking at life like this. I'm doing this. When you consciously and deliberately label those, you are basically starting to unlock that sense of peace. So it's the standing back and observing and labeling that starts to activate draw out of the existing peace that's in the unconscious. So it's almost like putting the key in the lock and unlocking the door and opening the door. When you stand back and observe yourself and you say those four things, I'm feeling this, I'm experiencing this feeling in my body like this, I am doing this, what you're saying and doing, and I'm looking at life like this, and that's disrupting me. When you do that, you're opening the door, and then you can follow that up with, okay, I need a sense of peace, I need wisdom, I need to find this. And you can literally, for a moment, close your eyes and just take a deep breath in as you close your eyes, in for six counts, hold for six counts, breathe out for six counts. So, and maybe you'd repeat that a few times and get yourself in that calm neurophysiological state where you can say, okay, in this chaos, that's how I'm feeling. Okay, what are the details of this chaos? What is throwing me into the state of chaos? Describe the situation. Maybe write it down. Maybe you need to write it down. Maybe you don't have time to write it down. Maybe you just visualize it as though you're watching it through a movie. Maybe you speak it out. Maybe you do all of those. And then you say, okay, what's logical? What's realistic? So I did this the other day because I woke up feeling completely no sense of peace. And it was because I had so much to get done in a short period of time before I had to travel back to where I am now, which is Dallas, to do 2-week, 10-hour day taping schedule, plus multiple strategy meetings. And I knew that I was in for 14 days, well, actually 17 days of 17 10-hour days. And with an enormous amount of preparation. And when I woke up that morning, I hadn't finished my preparation that I needed in the next 24 hours when I was going to be in Dallas. And I felt like my heart, I mean, I can feel it now. It's reminding me of the meeting, of that, how I felt. My heart's beating in response. I felt so much anxiety. I hadn't slept well the night before because of this. My perspective was, oh, I'll never get this done. I'm never going to get through the next 2 weeks. And it's so much pressure, and I'm the bottleneck in the company, and I have to do this and all these. As it started happening, I stepped back and observed myself. I said, okay, Caroline, calm down. Take a deep breath, breathe in, hold, breathe out. Because if you start breathing short, shallow breaths, that's information to your brain and your body from your mind that you're in a state of chaos. So when you breathe in, as we know, breathing does so many great things, but as you breathe in a deliberate and intentional way, it's okay, just breathe in. You just calm down that neurophysiology and you get the message that you're in a crisis will go away when you stop that short breathing. So very often we are in crisis mode because we're breathing like this very short breath. So be very conscious. I do this multiple times a day of the information that slow breathing brings to my brain. Okay. So in the process of that you can do different in the process of dealing with getting peace back, bring in some kind of breathing exercise. As I said, I like breathe in for six, hold for six, breathe out for six. That slows down that speed. You can also do breathe in for three, out for seven. That one I found those great for calming me down in a situation. But to get my breathing slowed down, to get me calm, I like to do the 666. You can find your own. You don't have to do that one, but you can try that. So I have stood back. I've observed my short, shallow breathing, all those signals. Do some breathing, get my neurophysiology under control, and then go into the detail. Okay, I'm feeling this, and I explained the situation. And so I basically sat down and went to sit. I was actually in bed anyway. Just pulled out my phone and said, okay, what's realistic? What can I do today? What can I do? And I just worked out a plan. I reconceptualized it. Thought if I can't get that done, I could shift this around. Maybe I can do this. Made a few phone calls, did a couple of texts, sent a couple of texts, rearranged a few things. And I took, you know, a good 30 minutes to get myself calm. Then I read some fantasy. Then I went and had a sauna. And then I came back. So by that stage, I was ready to dive in. And I didn't see that as lost hours. I saw that as very good time to get my peace back. I did not allow myself to dive into my work until I had that sense of peace. And I felt like I could do something. And I got through the day. I got to, in about 8 hours, I did about 20 hours of work. I did so much work because I had got that sense of peace. So my non-conscious mind already knew, I've trained myself, but it's there, already knew what to do to give me that sense of peace. I just had to become consciously aware of what my non-conscious mind already knew. So an unconscious mind always leads. So the minute that I made the decision to stand back and observe myself, my non-conscious mind already had the network ready for me to grab. And by me going through what I described, I accessed through the subconscious from the non-conscious that network that enabled me to be able to flow through that moment and to move forward. So it's very fascinating and empowering to know that your sense of peace is inside of you, that as soon as you start this process I've just described, you're activating the non-conscious. The peace network inside of you is being activated. Your non-conscious knows what to do. And it's already at a state of peace. Your conscious mind just got to catch up, and it's always a bit slower, quite a lot slower. Okay? So I find this fascinating and empowering because it means that just knowing that if I seek peace, I'm tuning into the peace that is already there, just seeking it, just going into the decision to sit back, observe myself and do that part. I already feel better because I know I've activated that sense of peace in my unconscious. So all I have to do now is access it. This sets up an expectation that I'll be okay. I'll get through this. I'll be okay. And that's what you want. So peace brings with it, I'll be okay. Somehow, sometime, I'll get through this. Now, the more we contemplate an expectation with our mind, the more likely it is that we will engage in making it happen. Okay? So the more we contemplate an expectation in our mind, which comes from the sense of peace, the more likely it is that we'll engage in it and make it happen. And that's not all. Just thinking about expecting peace at the end of the tunnel, just expecting that peace at the end of the tunnel. I expected to get this under control. I expected it to somehow work out. Can shift your perception. And when you shift your perception, your mind, you are becoming mindful and not mindless, and you're getting control and you're directing your neuroplasticity and you're directing your mind. And even you're even altering your brain chemistry, as I've mentioned, and structure. Daylight savings is here again. Although I'm sure we're all excited to have an extra hour of light in the evening, I know many of us also dread waking up on that first morning after springing forward. Losing an hour of sleep is never fun. This year, however, it's going to be easier because now I have a Hatch Restore clock. I love using the white noise function, the rain sounds are my absolute favorite, in the evening to help me establish a sleep routine. And I love the soft light and music rise routine in the morning. It helps me wake up more naturally, feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day. Hatch can truly help you choose sleep, prioritize healthy habits, and make the time change transition seamless and enjoyable. Their Restore Bedside Clock helps you build sleep habits that make your unwind and wake routines simple and enjoyable for a phone-free bedtime, no matter what time of the year it is. Plus, with Hatch, or with a Hatch Plus subscription, you can access the latest routine building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you that it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is just like your favorite shows or socials, but without the screens to keep you up. And right now, Hatch is offering my listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/Dr. Leaf. Visit hatch.co/Dr. Leaf to get $20 off and free shipping. That is hatch.co/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. Here's another little exercise that you can add to the exercise that I have given you. So you gather awareness of the four signals. You reflect and describe what's happening. Then for that third step, you can either write it down or you could do the following. You can visualize a tunnel and visualize a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm actually thinking of a tunnel now that I've driven through in going to Lake Como, this gorgeous tunnel, and it was really dark and this came out of the end and there's this incredible view of Lake Como. So that's the tunnel I like to visualize. And then see a light at the end. That light may be very dim and it'll get brighter as you go along. Maybe you have a vision of how you would like things to pan out. Maybe you don't. So that light may be very clear. You may start seeing a movie in that light. You may just see a blurry light, but eventually it'll become a brighter light and a little movie. Try these, and even if it's really faint, know you eventually will get through the tunnel because you're always progressing forward. Remember this, you're always moving forward. You're always changing. But the way you move forward is key. So whether you like it or not, you're moving forward. So you're either getting less peace or you're getting more peace, but you're still moving. You're still changing. So by doing this, you're training yourself to at least move into a peaceful state as opposed to a more chaotic state. Because whether you like it or not, you're always changing. You're either getting more chaotic or you're getting more peaceful. So this way, the technique that I'm giving you is going to help you direct that into being peaceful instead of chaotic. And if you hit a little bump, maybe the tunnel curves and, you know, something fell in the tunnel and there's a little bump and you fall back, but that's okay. That's a barrier, which is a challenge. So that's okay. I'll cry, whatever, whatever, but I'm going to get up, move the challenge, climb over the challenge, but I'll keep going. Okay, I'm back on track. I can see the light. We just keep going, and it's practice. It'll take you 63 days. If you've never practiced this, it'll take you 63 days. As you know from my neurocycle, and the research I've done, and if you have only listened to me for the first time, it takes 63 days, which is 9 weeks, to train yourself to do something like this, to train a new habit. So if you are constantly feeling chaotic and don't have much peace in your life, which is really going to affect your mental health, then you may need to dedicate 5 minutes a day for 63 days. You can use the app, my neurocycle app, to do this and spend 5 minutes a day practicing learning what I've just told you. So you can incorporate these elements from this podcast. If you join my email list, you'll be able to access the blog. You can go to drleaf.com to access the blog. The blog is always the content of what I talk about in the podcast. And then I walk you through this in the app. And so you can practice that, because just listening to this podcast will not be enough. Just practicing one of this little exercise that I've given you and the tunnel and so on at the third step, and then doing the reconceptualization and creating an active reach. You can't just do this once. You're going to have to practice this. And even when you're good at it, you're still going to have chaos, but you'll get back out of the chaos quicker because you've got mind management, and that is key. Well, thanks for joining me today, and I hope this has helped you. And if you have, please like, subscribe, share with friends and family. Listen, the world around us is so chaotic inducing. We all need a sense of peace, and we'll be better people if we have a sense of peace. When you have a sense of peace, you have the wisdom to offer yourself and others, and you have the wisdom to keep more peace in a situation. So thanks for joining me today. I'd love you to leave me a 5-star review, and I look forward to seeing you next time. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline E. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.